Anyone who has listened to the music of guitarist Pat Metheny's group over the past quarter century has also heard the lyrical stylings of his keyboardist, Lyle Mays. Lyle Mays has released a few records under his own name over the years, but he's always had backup musicians, remarkable ones. On his new recording, he goes it alone. The disc is called, appropriately enough, Solo, Improvisations for Expanded Piano. He's not kidding about the expanded part. Lyle Mays stretches his concert grand with the help of electronics, computer, and synthesizer. You didn't want to do a solo album, did I? Is that true?
Well, for a long time I didn't. There are so many brilliant solo piano records out there. And I wasn't even quite aware of why I was reluctant to do one until it hit me that I'm not just a piano player. It wouldn't be honest to just make a piano record. So when I hit on the idea of really featuring the synth orchestration with the piano improvisations, then I said, yes, let's go, let's do it.
This is something that sort of began when you were touring with Pat Metheny in 1988, and he kept throwing solos your way.
Right, we started doing September 15th live again. We hadn't done it in over 10 years. And after we'd finished that piece, Pat would let me take a solo piece, a section of the concert, where I would just improvise. And he was he's always been a big fan and a supporter, and I trust his judgment. And when he suggested I go into the studio to record, you know, I have to listen to him. But it wasn't until I really hit on the idea of the synth orchestrations that I was totally committed to it.
Very first tune on the record, you just sat down at the piano and improvised.
It was actually the first notes I played.
Huh?
It could have been a sound check if we didn't have such a great engineer. He, you know, got the sound, put it into record, and captured everything. So that those notes are actually the very first notes of the project. Huh.
The materials that you use in building your structure and the structures that exist on this recording, the Yamaha MIDI grand piano is one of your tools, your materials. You threw stuff in it?
Well, the record was done in three stages. The first stage was improvisations on that Yamaha MIDI grand, so I could capture the moment, but also have the MIDI data, the actual notes that were played, for later reference.
Define MIDI for us, for those who might not know.
MIDI is technically musical instrument digital interface. It's a way of capturing the notes with the duration, with the attack. Everything is the same. It's not a recording of the sound, but more a set of instructions to recreate the sound. The second stage was in a completely different recording studio. I made some acoustic piano samples to get sound effects that had a strong connection to the piano, because it was actually the piano I was using. But for that, yes, I was throwing things in the piano, crawling around inside, scraping with my fingernail, anything to get effects that I thought I could use later. Of course, they were extremely processed. You can't really hear what the original event was. And then the third stage was taking this MIDI data that I'd recorded in my computer and orchestrating these improvised pieces with very detailed layers of sounds.
Using the electronics and the computers and all those bells and whistles you get to use, do you hear them as ornamentation or do you hear them as skeleton?
Well, see, I have a love-hate relationship with the synthesizers and computer technology and all that whole world. I don't think they're really truly developed yet as musical instruments. They're certainly not as complete as, say, a piano or a violin or any of our acoustic instruments that have been around for centuries. So I think they're new, they're primitive, and they're hard to work with. And I said to a friend of mine, they're like raw potatoes, you know. They're just, if you don't do something to them, if you don't cook them a lot, they're really pretty nasty. So it takes me forever with the synths to coax them, to massage them, to force them, literally, into a musical result.
I love that you you refer to a friend of yours who is a writer and who plays saxophone, and he wrote a book of essays on improvisation. And this friend said he approaches jazz as a hobby but liked armed robbery or skydiving.
There are consequences. I love the way he's worded it. Of course, he's a writer, and a very good one. But the thought of there being consequences in music is not often talked about. I know in architecture there are consequences because the building can fall down if you don't do your job right. But in music, nobody really gets hurt if you make a clam, unless you injure yourself, I guess, if it's a big enough clam. But there are mental consequences. You know, we do take it very seriously, and especially a solo record of improvisations. It's you know, kind of scary to just face this blank nothingness and, you know, wonder what's going to come out.
Lyle Mays, his new CD on the Warner Brothers label is called Solo, Improvisations for Expanded Piano, and he joined us from Los Angeles. Thanks a lot, Lyle.
It's my pleasure, Leanne.